WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In boys state baseball tournament play yesterday, the Class 4A quarterfinals held. It was Ankeny beating up on Davenport North 14-4. Cedar Rapids Kennedy pounded Linmar 13-1, and West Des Moines Valley doubled up Iowa City West 10-5 yesterday, all those winners advancing. Also, Fort Dodge and West Des Moines Dowling started last night, but they ended up being suspended because of the weather. There was some lightning in the area. They'd played one inning of the contest and suspended the game just before 9 o'clock last night. Fort Dodge pushed across a run in the bottom of the first inning and have a 1-0 lead in that game. After about an hour delay with some rain and more lightning, the Athletic Association decided to suspend the game. So play will resume at 10 o'clock this morning with Fort Dodge leading 1-0 and West Des Moines Dowling at bat in the top of the second inning. After they finish up that suspended game, they'll move into today's semifinals. The Class 2A semi is up first. At noon, Dyersville-Beckman Catholic will face Kemper Catholic. That'll be followed by North Polk and Davis County. Then in the 1A semis tonight, Bishop Garrigan Catholic faces Martinsdale-St. Mary's at 6 o'clock, with Lisbon facing Newman Catholic in the late game tonight, all those games at Principal Park. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Rafael Furcal singled home the winning run with two outs in the 12th inning, and St. Louis Cardinals dampened the Dodgers' debut of Hanley Ramirez, beating Los Angeles 3-2. Ramirez tripled on the first pitch he saw with his new team. The three-time All-Star infielder, acquired late Tuesday night from Miami, went 2-for-4 with a walk and drove in a run and scored once. Lance Berkman, who left a day earlier with a bruised right knee after being hit by a pitch, drew a one-out walk as a pinch hitter in the St. Louis 12th from Jamie Wright. Matt Carpenter then singled with two outs, and Furcal drove home pitch runner Joe Kelly for the victory. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Washington over the New York Mets 5-2. Pittsburgh beat Chicago 3-2. Atlanta over Miami 7-1. Philadelphia 7-6 in 10 innings over Milwaukee. San Diego beat San Francisco 6-3. Cincinnati over Houston 5-3. And Colorado a 4-2 winner over Arizona. In the American League, Jared Weaver won his seventh straight start to tie a career best. Mike Trout and Torrey Hunter homered, and the Los Angeles Angels beat the Kansas City Royals 11-6. The Angels won the rubber game of a three-game series without slugger Albert Pujols, who missed his second game of the season because of a bruised right elbow. Weaver threw 101 pitches over five innings, allowing two runs and three hits, while his AL-leading ERA rose from 2.20 to 2.27. That was because of Billy Butler's two-run homer in the fifth inning. Weaver's now 13-1 on the season. Los Angeles staked Weaver to an 8-0 lead before Butler hit his 20th homer. Jeff Francoeur added a three-run shot in the eighth against Scott Downs to snap an 0-for-15 drought and slice the Angels' lead to 8-5, but Trout and Hunter homered back-to-back in the bottom half against Lewis Coleman to help pick up the victory. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, the White Sox beat Minnesota 8-2, Yankees over Seattle 5-2, Detroit beat Cleveland 5-3, Tampa Bay beat up on Baltimore 10-1, Oakland clobbered Toronto 16-0, and it was Texas 5-3 over the Red Sox. Cole Hamels won't be on the free agent market in November. The 2008 World Series MVP has signed a six-year, $144 million deal to stay with the Philadelphia Phillies. It's the second biggest contract ever for a pitcher, behind the $161 million that the Yankees gave C.C. Sabathia in December of 2008. Hamels says he knew he'd be staying in Philadelphia the moment he got a standing ovation as he left the mound in his last start, even though he'd just given up five runs. The 28-year-old becomes the third Phillies starter, making $20 million a season, joining Roy Halladay and Cliff Lee. Police say Cal Ripken Jr.'s 74-year-old mother was found with her hands bound in the back seat of her car after being kidnapped at gunpoint at her home outside Baltimore. An Aberdeen police spokesman said in an email Wednesday that investigators determined that Vi Ripken was missing Tuesday night after talking to another police department. Police said they would not release information on whether Ripken's credit or ATM cards had been used. Police say she was abducted Tuesday morning in Aberdeen and found unharmed but shaken about 24 hours later in her car near her home. Investigators do not know the kidnapper's motive, and there was no ransom demand. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, the Omaha Storm Chasers, a 6-5 winner over New Orleans, while Oklahoma City downed the Iowa Cubs by a final of 10-8. Well, the Penn State Board of Trustees says the harsh sanctions levied against its football program were not as bad as a multi-year death penalty that the NCAA had considered. Penn State spokesman David Latorre said the potential for the multi-year death penalty was floated during discussions between Penn State President Rodney Erickson and NCAA officials. That was before Penn State was hit Monday with a $60 million fine, a four-year bowl game ban, reduced football scholarships, and the forfeiture of 112 wins. Now, the school trustees met on the subject at a state college hotel Wednesday and afterward issued a statement calling the NCAA punishment unfortunate but better than the alternative, the so-called death penalty. Reporters were barred from the conference room where they met, and trustees avoided them after the meeting broke up. The school had come under scrutiny for how it handled the child molestation suspicions against former defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky, who is awaiting sentencing on multiple counts of abusing boys. More than 30 Penn State football players say they're staying in Happy Valley despite NCAA sanctions that will keep the Nittany Lions out of a bowl game for the rest of their careers. Senior fullback Michael Zordich calls the players true Penn Staters who will stick out the sanctions rather than take the option of transferring to another school. But other coaches are fishing. Illinois coaches were in State College, Pennsylvania to recruit on Wednesday. Arizona coach Rich Rodriguez told reporters his staff has talked with a couple of Nittany Lions. Baylor coach Art Briles has said his staff was contacted by at least one Penn State player. Penn State players can transfer and be eligible for next season anytime before the start of fall practice in 2013. Preseason practice starts at Penn State on August 6th. A former University of Illinois football player has been sentenced to 90 years in prison for raping a student in 1995. Prosecutors in Illinois' Champaign County say Stephen Fagan was sentenced after being found guilty in June of raping the then 22-year-old art student in her apartment. Fagan was found guilty of three separate acts against the woman. Each carried a sentence of up to 30 years in prison. Fagan is now 42. The former Illinois running back was arrested in 2008 in Florida after DNA evidence collected from a crime scene in that state led police to him. Well, the Denver Broncos reported to camp yesterday hoping to lift the spirits of a community in mourning over the movie theater massacre in neighboring Aurora, Colorado. Several players visited hospitalized survivors and medical personnel in the days after a gunman in full body armor opened fire during the midnight premiere of the new Batman movie, leaving 12 dead and 58 injured. In other training camp news, for only the second time since 1997, Pittsburgh Steelers opened training camp without Hines Ward, who recently retired. Restricted free agent Mike Wallace's training camp holdout became official when he didn't arrive by 3 p.m. to move into his dorm room and take part in Coach Mike Tomlin's conditioning test. Punter Brian Anger is signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars, leaving the team with just one player not under contract heading into training camp. First-round pick Justin Blackman, who pled guilty to a DUI charge in Oklahoma on Tuesday, remains unsigned. Players are scheduled to report today. There's already been a diplomatic gaffe at the Olympics during the introduction of a North Korean women's soccer player. Organizers mistakenly showed the South Korean flag on the jumbo screen. The match against Colombia was delayed for nearly an hour after North Korea refused to take the field. Organizers apologized and the game got underway. That incident seemed to inspire the North Koreans, who blanked Colombia 2-0. Earlier, Alex Morgan scored twice, Abby Wambach and Carly Lloyd had a goal each, and the U.S. women's soccer team rallied from an early 2-0 deficit to beat France 4-2 in its Olympic opener in Glasgow. The Olympic soccer tournament got underway 2 days before the opening ceremony and 400-plus miles away from London. Soccer is one of two sports that starts early so that they can play a full slate of games. Archery is the other. The Americans will next play Colombia on Saturday. Nine track and field athletes have been suspended for doping leading to the Olympics. The sport's governing body says six were caught in biological passport tests, which measure changes in an athlete's blood profile, while the others were in retroactive testing from the World Championships in South Korea. Eight of the athletes received 2-year suspensions. One drew a 4-year ban. The National Hockey League finished presenting a majority of its proposals in labor negotiations, and they're waiting for a response from the NHL Players Association. Commissioner Gary Bettman says a vast bulk of the league's case is on the table after the two sides met for the second consecutive day at the union's headquarters in Toronto. He said the presentation Wednesday covered the nuts and bolts of what the league is seeking and went beyond the initial proposal made 2 weeks ago. NHLPA Executive Director Donald Fehr says the players will analyze what's been presented and will present a counteroffer within 2 weeks. The sides will meet again today before talks shift to New York next week. The collective bargaining agreement for the National Hockey League expires on September 15th. And Ohio State's men's and women's basketball teams will open up the season on the USS Yorktown in the Carrier Classic. The Buckeye women will take on national runner-up Notre Dame on November 9th, followed by the Ohio State men taking on Marquette. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.